climb every mountain. How many of you ever climbed a mountain? Wow, I'm impressed. I had no idea I had a bunch of mountain climbers here. Who knew? How many of you ever ford a stream? Okay, let's go have a church outside today. We're going to climb the mountains and ford the streams. How about follow any rainbows? Some of you, right on. And how many of you have a dream? Right, excellent. So how many of you have had actually a dream come true? Okay, most of us. One of my dreams come true is right here, right now, that I am here as the minister at Unity Santa Fe. This is my dream ministry. You are it. So yippee-doo for that, right? And how many of you still have a dream that has yet to be realized? All right, excellent. Because for me, I have a dream that someday I will have a new partner, a new love partner. And I'm sure that that will happen in the right way, in the right time, because Spirit is on it. And, you know, in order for a dream to come true, you first have to have what? Excellent. You have to have a dream. So some of you know that this year, 2024, I'm choosing to take one of the 12 powers or spiritual abilities we all have that were formulated by co-founder of Unity, Charles Fillmore. He studied the Bible from a metaphysical point of view, and he looked at every person, every place, and every situation as representing some part of ourselves. So in the 12 disciples, he recognized that each of them have a different quality, or he calls it a power, but we have these abilities that we don't even know that we're using. And so my goal is that every month we're going to look at and talk about one of these so that you can be first aware of it and then put it to practice. Because if I have an ability but I'm not using it in a conscious way, what's that good for? So it's more or less to get more of that direction. So in January, we had the power of...
imagination.
Excellent! I have one person who knows it's imagination. My little teacher's pet. No, I'm that's okay. And then we had February, which was the power of, love. Okay, we had some people that were aware of that. And you really need to have that power of imagination to have a dream, to ask yourself, what is it not that you would want, but what would you love? So you're taking, what would I love from the heart? And now we're in the month of March, and we're studying what power? Ooh, yeah, it was just a week ago, so it's a little more fresh. Wait till we get to December, and I'm asking you. You're taking notes now, right? So will, and the definition of will in the Power Up Your Life, which is one of the two books that I recommend for the study of the 12 powers. Power Up Your Life. The definition of will is the power that we have to choose, decide, direct, determine, and there's another D in there. There's direct, decide, anyway, it's a D word. You have to get the book to know what all four D's are, but it's that power to choose. So last week, there is another book, the second book besides Power Up Your Life, is Divine Audacity by Linda Martella-Witsett. And what I love about hers is she takes each of these abilities that we have, or powers, and she breaks them down into three components. So last week, I spoke about the power of choice, okay, because there's a power within the power. So it's the will has three components. It has the component of choice, the one we're going to talk about today. I know it's like the mystery, keep it going, right? And willingness and will, which will be next week. So in the power of, in the Divine Audacity book, here it is, talks about, will is about our power of choice. The secret to living the life that you want, to get most out of this earth experience that we're in, to attracting unbelievable happiness, prosperity, is simply to make the choices that are life-affirming, that are joy-expanding from our highest and greatest self. Sounds simple, right? Pretty simple, yeah. Just make those choices. However, making a choice isn't all that you need to do to have that type of a life. You also need the big C. The big C. Anybody know what the big C is? Commitment. Oh, maybe some of you read the maybe you read the newsletter, because I kind of gave it away. If you read the newsletter, there was some quotes in there. Kind of went, well, if they don't, if I'll know who read it, right? So it is commitment. Now, often when you Google commitment, it's going to talk about relationships. It always looks at, what is a commitment? It's when two people come together and they commit their lives to each other. But we're going into a broader, more general explanation of what commitment is. And it is that which you do in order to have the life that you want. The definition of a commitment in the dictionary is that it is a promise or a firm decision to do something. It's a willingness to give of your time and energy to do a job that you believe in, an activity. So, what does Linda say? She talks about this. And so, the first thing you're doing is you're making a choice. We talked about that last week. She says, out of the infinite possibilities, I have chosen one. I determine what is mine. I resolve to follow its calling. Then I commit to it. Commitment puts me on a particular path. Commitment leads not to random action, but deliberate, intentional action. Choosing and following this one path means I do not choose or follow another path. I do not flit from path to path. I one-pointedly, wholeheartedly devote myself to that path. Now, getting onto that path, committing, it actually harnesses our spiritual power. And if you're in my Mary Morrissey class that we're doing now on Sundays, she talks about harnessing. We all have a spiritual power, and learning how to harness it and put it in the direction of our dreams. She says the spiritual forces of creation are unleashed. We free our brains from facilitating unproductively, and the energy that earlier dissipated in indecision now is directed to being on the path. We commit to the path itself rather than to the future point of completion of the goal. The commitment erases the past and places our attention on each footfall on the path right here and right now. Now, the thing about commitment, you can't just kinda be committed, can you? I mean, that's not a commitment. That's just talking about, well, you're kinda committed. Well, that's not a commitment. There's a story that illustrates this, and it's about Brer Rabbit. Any of you remember Brer Rabbit, some of you? Well, Brer Rabbit was invited to dinner on the same evening, at the same hour as Brer Terrapins and Brer Possums. Then he stood hungrily at the crossroads. Do I eat with Brer Terrapin or with Brer Possum? And he first runs down the road to Brer Possums, and then he changes his mind and runs back over to Brer Terrapins, and he's running back and forth because he keeps changing his mind. He can't make up his mind. And with the thought of these two meals waiting for him, he runs back and forth, and he finally doesn't even make a decision and misses dinner at both places. So, it might be important to make a commitment and stick to it. So I'd like you to think of a major accomplishment you've had in your own life. Now, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the most committed, how committed were you in order to have that accomplishment? Most of you are going to probably say a 9 or a 10, because, again, we need to have that commitment. So again, a commitment is a firm decision to take action. And making a commitment is very powerful. Why? Because it helps direct what we think, what we say, and what we do. It also, when you make a commitment, will give you energy towards going for something. And here's the words, don't give up when the obstacles come. Because a real commitment is going to mean there's probably going to be blocks in your way. But a real commitment says, I'm staying the course no matter what. So it's always tempting at times to give up when you have something that is a challenge and a goal. And so you want to anticipate it and prepare for it by having a support person or support team. I think about the anonymous groups. You have sponsors, right? We have sponsors that we call. We have a team. We go to meetings. We need support in doing the thing that we're doing because it might be challenging to give up. But you want to have a team or some sort of a support. It's also important, I'm just giving you a little background on not to overcommit. Anybody think that you ever overcommit? Yeah. So the truth is we have 1,440 minutes in a day. Yeah. And what you choose to do with that is going to be up to you. You can't do everything. You know, we're infinite beings in finite bodies, but we have to be wise about our choices. Your commitment also does not end with a decision. It becomes follow through. Okay, an example. I'm going to start working out. I make a decision. I take an action. I join the gym. I don't follow through. I don't go to the gym. Well, how's that working for you, right? So it's about follow through. And Zig Ziglar says, most people who fail in their dreams fail not from the lack of ability, but from the lack of commitment. From the lack of commitment. So I want you to close your eyes, take a breath. And I want to ask now, what is something big that you would really love? You'd really love to have, to do, or to be. Bring to mind whatever this something is that you also understand you would need to commit to in order to have it. And so, once you have that something in your mind, you can open your eyes. Now, I'm going to talk to you, give you some tips on making commitments, but first I'm going to talk to you about why we avoid making commitments. Might be helpful to know and what you might do to overcome it. And there's actually just one word that covers these five ways. And that one word is... Oh my goodness, somebody said fear. Yay. So it is fear. Now I'm going to talk to you about the five basic major fears that we have that keep us hesitant from going into a commitment. The first one is FOMO. Fear of missing out. Fear of missing out. See, there's so many choices, right? But if I choose and commit to this, I might miss out on one of these other choices or opportunities. So basically, I'm just going to keep my options open, right? And I'm not going to make a commitment. Well, all you do is you spin your wheels because you're not making a commitment and you don't get anywhere. You don't get anywhere. Now, the truth is, you might miss other opportunities. Yeah, but in order to have any type of success in life, you need to make a decision, commit, and stay the course. Next thing is that we're afraid of making a mistake, of failure, of doing it wrong. And the biggest value actually in setting goals is not in setting the goal. It's actually, and achieving the goal, it's actually the biggest gain is that you have personal growth. See, when I make a commitment, well, I learned this in the University of Santa Monica, I have a goal, I'm going to do this. And as I'm going up the goal line towards it, I'm going to run into a block, a challenge. There is going to be something, because that's just the normal thing of life. But that drops me down onto another line, which is called the becoming line. And that is where the real value is. It's who I become in the process of going for the goal. The goal isn't the important thing. The goal is what gets us into a heading for something so that we can drop down and start becoming the person that we already are or the person we would be if we had that. So the goal isn't really as important as what it is, but to have a goal in order for you to even have this learning opportunity. Robert Schuller writes, "Commit yourself to a dream. Nobody who tries to do something great but fails is a total failure. Why? Because they can rest assured that they have succeeded in life's most important battle. He defeated the fear of trying. Because I don't want to try it, I might fail. No, I'm trying, and if I fail, good for me. Because, hey, you know what? I defeated that fear of even trying, right? The next one, I wouldn't say I resemble, but I probably do more than not in my Enneagram, and it is called the fear of boredom. Fear of boredom. Anybody ever have boredom in your life? See, we're hardwired to always have something new and novel and exciting, and we always are wanting something new. Well, here's the truth. If you want to become a master in something when you're in the going for, you might have to repeat certain actions. If you want to become a piano player, you're going to have to practice those scales. I'm going to have to go to the gym if I really want to have that toned body. I might get a little bored, right? And the truth is, in becoming a master and getting to the goal, we're always going to have obstacles and perhaps even the boredom, because that's just a part of it. Now, the truth is, to become a master, you have to probably get through those things. How do you overcome it? You want to know why? Yeah. Okay, just checking. So it's called have a compelling why. Have a compelling why. Why am I going to the gym? Because I really want to have a slim, trim, toned body, right? I got to have that compelling reason. The next one on your fear level, and there's five of them, the fifth one is the fear that I don't have enough time. It's going to take too much time. It's going to take a lot of time. I'm too busy. Anybody busy? We're all busy. We're busy, busy, busy beings. We always have stuff to do. And the truth is, you know, we always have the time. We always have the time. We have more than enough time. The truth is, what are we doing with our time? We get to take the time or make the time for what is most important. At the end of the human journey, when you get that point, will you have any regrets? Kaya, you could ask yourself, well, if I had 6 months or a year to be in body, what is most important? See, time doesn't wait for you. And we shouldn't wait for time. When I have the time, I'll go to Bali. When I have the whatever, I'll do this. I'll make that commitment. The only time we have is now. And what do I want to commit to? What is most important? Okay, the fifth one of the fear factors is the fear. You've all heard of the fear of the unknown, that we always have a fear of the unknown. I'm going to throw it back and say, what if about the fear of the known? There is a fear of the known. Well, it's never worked in the past, because I've tried it in the past. It's never worked. Or so-and-so, it didn't work for them. Okay, this is what I know. So it's not going to work. I'm not going to get it, have it, do it, be it. Well, the truth is, the past is the past. You're a new person today. Whatever didn't work in the past, that's history. And what another person's experience is theirs. What I know is that the spirit that is breathing me and you is far greater than any situation, circumstance, or condition. That which is breathing us is also bigger than any fear, any doubt, any worry. That is one of the things that I anchor myself in all the time. Something is bigger. My God self is so much bigger than anything in this world. I have faith in that. I believe in that. I choose to believe in it, because you can choose what you believe. So now we're going to go into a few tips in making a commitment. The first part is making a choice and taking some time, maybe to be still, to ask yourself, what is really important to me? We get so caught up in the mundane things, right? We're just busy, busy, doing. No, what? And being still this week, just taking some time, doing some journaling, asking yourself, and ask your higher power, because it's all about making commitments with your higher power, which is always ready to help you in this process. So taking the time to go, what am I committing to? What is so important that I really would love to have or do and be it? So carefully consider what that commitment is. Next, number two, is you write it down. Write it down. Our brains are encoded when we write things down. That's why we journal. That's why they say, write it out. And now number three, it's called visualize and sensorize. It's called, what does it feel like to have that goal? Liz, what does it feel like to have that slim, trim body and your pants aren't tight and you just feel so good and you look in the mirror and you're like, dang, girl, you hot, right? Right? It has to start in your consciousness. What is it? You know, I visualize myself with my new person. We're holding hands. We're going and having a candlelight dinner somewhere. Gay, you got to go in here because it starts here. So now I have found what I'm committed to. I have written it down, and I'm visualizing it and feeling it. And maybe make a vision board, what it looks and feels like. But I want to go back because I missed a little piece. When you're writing it down, make sure you write down your compelling why. Why is this important? Why am I committed to this? Why? Make sure that's in there. Number four, okay, so you've got your compelling commitment, your why. You're feeling it. Now you got to take an action. Mary Morrissey, she talks about harmonizing and sensorizing, and now you actionize. One question you can ask yourself, what's the one thing I can do in the next 24 hours to help me on my journey for this goal, my commitment? It might be, I'm going to visualize it. I might be making a phone call. I might be, in the next 24 hours, I'm going to go to that gym. You know? Okay? So you got your number four, you're taking an action step. Number five, I think, is probably maybe the most important, and it's called accountability. Oh, you know, if you're accountable and you're going to talk to somebody this week about what I did or did not do, have an accountability partner. You could even have an accountability team. I'm looking at myself going, I have not been doing well in the commitment to going to the gym. I personally don't like that I'm giving this talk today because there's a part of me that goes, nah, what are you doing here? If I'm going to commit to going to the gym, I'm actually going to have a team. I'm going to have to, I get to, you don't have to do anything, I get to let some people know that I'm going to call them on a Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, or send a text. I got there. I went there. Whatever it is that I'm committed to. Having an accountability partner, I had an accountability sequoia this last week, and I probably wouldn't have done something because I can put things off. None of you can do that, but I was going to put it off, but I'm like, oh, I'm going to call sequoia, and I need to follow through. It gets me there because accountability is key, I believe, in accomplishing what we came here for. So making a commitment, it's up to you. You don't have to. But what is that one thing that you have chosen that chooses is choosing you? Your higher power has a desire to have a greater expression of itself by means of you. Spirit is ever seeking to have a better, freer, more expanded expression of itself as you, as you, as you, as you, as you, as every one of us. Make a choice, and you got to have the action, because commitment is follow through, taking action. It is the path of action. So I'm going to close with this quote. One of my favorites by Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. Until one is committed, there is hesitancy, the chance to draw back, always ineffectiveness. Concerning all acts of initiative and creation, there is one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans. That the moment that one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help one that would never otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events issues from the decision, raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen incidents and meetings and material assistance, which no man could have dreamt would come his way. So whatever you do, dream, or whatever you dream to do, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. And it starts now. And so it is.